To the Rock and Blues Show, broadcasting 2 hours of the best in rock and blues music every Thursday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. at CJSF 90.1 FM. From Albert King to ZZ Top, we delve into almost 90 years of recorded blues music, featuring big guitars, powerful vocals, and driving rhythms. From the Mississippi Delta to the Great White North, across two oceans and two hemispheres, we play the music that gave birth to almost all modern music. As Muddy Waters said, the blues had a baby, and they named it rock and roll. I hope you'll tune in to CJSF 90.1 FM Thursday mornings from 7 to 9 for a music experience unlike any other.
CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, home of Berkeley Rock, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory high atop Burnaby Mountain in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. This episode was pre-produced at my passive home in East Vancouver on the traditional unceded territory of the Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. Welcome back. That was the big set, the Berkeley set here on the third annual Early Returns from the KALX UC Berkeley Radio Programmers Year-End List episode. If you tuned in just now, you missed everything. That set began with Duster, which is an old band. I'm not sure if I should know them or not. Maybe that's their only good song. Then it was Swedish legacy artist Goat, with a great track from their recent one, and then Onion, spelled O-N-Y-O-N, with Fel Naturel. Then it was Ambient, lots of Ambient, beginning with Jamie Levinson. Following that was Emho and Aerovane, and then Flore Laurentienne. Then it was Fields of Mist with Ether Tile. I'm going to give that song showrunner-up. Then after that it was Sky Mines with Jupiter's Messenger, and then Andrew Clark with Mutsu no Hana. Then there was two more Ambient after that. It was Acid Twilight, and then another from Emho and Aerovane. The next one was Ambient as well, in a way. It was an instrumental from Oakland's Non Plus Temps, and a second from them after that that was definitely dub. Then it was more dub from the Mouskovich Dance Band, who hail from the Netherlands. Their album is called Buckaroo Bank and has the worst cover art. Then it was The Submissives from Montreal, and then Onion again with a track called Shining River, Utah, that is show winner. Then it was Hurry Up from Portland with a song from 2015. They did put out an album in 2022, but I got confused. After that was Piece de Resistance, and then the set finished with Weevil, W-E-V-A-L, Wevel, Weval, not the most transcendent name. They are also from the Netherlands. There was a lot of great music in there, for sure. I have three more, and then up next is the art show, unless it is Thursday, in which case the Blurred Crusade is next. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.